Welcome to this week's episode of What's at Stake. I'm your host, Lizzie Johnson, a senior associate at Penta out of our Washington, D.C. office. This week's episode is a special episode featuring three of my favorite colleagues, associates Aparna Iyer, Ben Korn, and senior associate Lauren Ott. Aparna, Ben, and Lauren are going to talk to us about their experiences at Penta, including how they found out about Penta, what the day-to-day is like, and some of their favorite Penta traditions. All three of them have also been very involved with the production side of our podcast and content team, so it's great to have them on the other side of the mics. Aparna, Lauren, and Ben, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
So the first question I want to ask you all about is how you ended up at Penta. Starting with Ben, can you tell us a little bit about your educational background and how it impacted your decision to become an associate with Penta?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me, Lizzie. I graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree from their Ford School of Public Policy, and I also minored in history. Also at Michigan, I worked for their student newspaper, where I helped to lead their social media campaigns and strategy. And while I was doing this job, an older friend of mine pointed out that the type of work that I was doing on the paper, bringing together lots of different editorial teams and topics and turning them into concise, compelling communications campaigns, was similar to the work of Penta. And that's what first put me on to this firm. And then after a really amazing internship the summer before my senior year, I then enthusiastically accepted a full-time position in their New York City office.
Yes. So you've had the unique experience of going from the DC office to the New York office. Lauren, curious to hear about your experience, which also I know started with an internship in DC.
It did. To give you some background, I studied public policy and leadership at the University of Virginia with a minor in computer science. Shout out to the Batten School. At the time, I wasn't really sure how those two skill sets would overlap, but a friend spotted Penta's job posting, thought it seemed like something I'd like, and shared it with me. And sure enough, I found Penta's analytical approach to public affairs really compelling. I applied for the summer internship. I ended up interning virtually the summer of 2020, so in a way I went from our virtual office to the DC office, but yeah, similar to Ben, I had a great experience interning and decided to return full time.
Yeah, I guess I had a similar experience to both Lauren and Ben in viewing the job description for Penta and thinking that there was something unique that stood out about it. I studied political science, human rights, and public policy at UC Berkeley, but I always knew that I wanted to work in DC. I had interned here, and my background focuses on policy research and really delving into social issues, learning about them deeply, and doing a lot of writing. And Penta just seemed to fit that bill perfectly. Because something else that I really cared about was being able to touch both the private sector and the public sector and seeing where those fields collaborate. Penta's been a really incredible place to see, to sort of gauge that DC landscape, because it offers insight into all the players in the region, be it media, NGOs, campaigns. And so this has been kind of a full-scale learning experience.
You guys have all had a lot of different educational and internship experiences that helped you prepare to start work at Penta, but we also have a pretty unique and pretty structured onboarding and training process once associates start at Penta. So Aparna, can you tell us a little bit about what that's like?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like you mentioned, we have a pretty structured and rigorous training program, and this goes from the intern level all the way through upper management. This means that we're aligned in every single deliverable that we produce all throughout the organization, so that it's uniform and has that Penta quality to it. And also just to make sure that every single person is able to scale up through the organization and kind of develop the core analytical public affairs suite of abilities that make our job easier. So this focuses on honing in those breadth of skills, but also emphasizes a few key things that are core to Penta. That's things like attention to detail, building out analytical skills, and just becoming more effective communicators. So we have a series of internal trainings, which can range from things like Excel, developing beautiful PowerPoints, to Congress 101, what it's like to be an associate, and even just professionalism in a client-facing workplace, because that's something a lot of people don't come in here knowing how to do. And new associates cycle through these trainings as they're being onboarded to get a feel for the work, and then we're basically directly ready to apply it to our client work right from when we hop in. So onboarding then consists of getting oriented to specific teams, getting to know your team members, and learning those specific nits and processes that each team has. And the great thing, which we'll get into later, is that it's nice to have a cohort or class of people that are being trained alongside you because they can help out with training and kind of learn and grow with you as you move through the organization. And I've honestly never had someone who's not agreed to help me out with something. So we really have a collaborative learning process.
Definitely. And it's fun, too, as you, you know, reach your year and 2 year mark, as we are approaching, you get to start training the associates as well, which is really fun. Lauren and I had a really full circle moment a couple weeks ago when we did our first training together after coming in together and doing the trainings together as the new start. So it's a fun cycle. But that's a great explanation. Thank you. Next, I think we want to talk a little bit about the day-to-day experience of life at Penta as an associate. And so I want to ask you each to talk a little bit about what your typical day might be like, what you get busy with, what sorts of projects you work on, and how you interact with the other folks at Penta. So, Lauren, can we start with you?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite aspects of Penta is that there really isn't one typical day in the life. In a day, I might pitch some reporters and conduct research for a white paper. The next day, I might find myself outlining some social strategy and social content for a client or working on an op-ed. Another day, I might be working with the intelligence side of the company on some data analysis. So I can say I'm certainly never bored, and we have a real breadth of skills and opportunities that associates get to work on.
Awesome. And Ben, how does that differ with you in New York, if at all?
I definitely echo what Lauren said, that, and one of the things I very much like about Penta is how dynamic each day is. Part of our work is dealing with lots of different clients and lots of different topics. And so almost inherently every day has a little bit of different feel to it. However, if I were to describe what a typical day looks like, I would say that usually in the morning when I wake up, and then on my train ride into the office, I'll start by reading the news and really reading the news through the lens of our client teams and trying to put on different hats and flagging anything relevant, either internally or to the clients. And then usually we'll have some sort of internal meeting. And as Aparna hinted at earlier, these are great, especially as a new associate or a new person in the workforce, because this is when you can get really good mentorship, advice on assignments. You never feel lost and just make sure everyone's on the same page moving forward. Sometimes we even just talk about the policy news of the day and how that's impacting our teams. And you can hear some really interesting perspective from our directors and managing directors and partners who oftentimes are coming from the very types of positions that we are reading about in the news, from the Hill, from think tanks, from Fortune 500 companies. And then you'll get a little bit of work time to work on the actual deliverables on your plate. And that could be anything from writing some blog posts, writing an op-ed, doing a little bit of reporter outreach. And all of this is to say, it makes for a very fascinating and quick-moving day.
Absolutely. And as Lauren mentioned, I don't think any of us could ever say that two of our days have been exactly alike, which definitely keeps things fun. Next, I want to ask about what your favorite projects and teams that you've worked on during your time here. What are things that have been especially exciting or that have taught you the most or brought you the coolest connections?
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to join a brand new healthcare client last year. And at the time, much of the policy that we were focused on was new both to myself and to the rest of the team, to all my colleagues. And so as a former policy student, I, first of all, really loved diving deep on a complex issue. There's always a million angles and facets to any kind of healthcare issue. So that was a new topic for me and a great chance to sort of go back to my roots as a policy wonk. And I also found that getting to jump in sort of on the ground level of a brand new client, there was a lot of room for me to lead and to contribute really heavily to the strategy discussions and to really setting up the team structure, particularly because everyone was approaching this policy issue for the first time. So even as an associate, from associate to partner, everyone was sort of in the same boat and there was a great camaraderie. And I found there was a lot of room for me to make a really big impact.
Love that. What about you, Aparna?
So I really enjoyed the work that I've gotten to do with nonprofit clients here. When I first joined, I wasn't really sure what the suite of clients that we have looks like, but they can range from companies to NGOs, nonprofits, associations, even just a single person that needs a public affairs campaign ran. So Ben and I actually had the opportunity to work together on a public affairs campaign aimed at state policymakers and the public to raise awareness about the impact of a loss of means-tested public benefits in a particular state. So we got to build out out and work on every aspect of the campaign, beginning with deep research into the issue, surveilling the media landscape, and pitching editorial pieces written on the client's behalf, and even designing and writing their ads and website copy. So this not only gave me insight into the full suite of capabilities that we can do and all the help that we can offer, but we kind of got to see how it's nice to combine the analytical side of our work with that real world impact, because that was something that was super important to me when I came here. And I'll give another special shout out to our internal teams, where the three of us actually work together to put out different contents and events for Penta. And like Lizzie said, it's nice to be on this side of the mic for the podcast.
Heck yes, and hopefully more going forward. Ben, aside from podcast, of course, what are some of your other favorite things you've worked on?
Of course. And that was a great team with Aparna and a great teammate. My passion has long been in clean energy and environmental protection. And for the past few months, I've had the amazing opportunity to help lead the public affairs strategy ahead of the 2024 election for a major clean energy organization. And on this team, we identify clean energy investments in cities and states across the country, but we pay a particular focus for those projects that happen in moderate and rural districts, which are often not talked about. And then we reach out to these fascinating companies. They're both big Fortune 50 companies that any listener would recognize, and also innovative startups, to learn how they are using clean energy to create jobs and bring manufacturing investment back to the United States. And once we have these conversations, I certainly always learn something new, and they're actually quite inspiring to hear the amazing work that's going on around this country. We use a wide range of tactics, writing and placing op-eds, explainer videos, one-pagers, to tell this story to targeted audiences that we think need to know about it. And it has really been a wonderful experience, and I've learned a lot, and it's quite aligned with my values.
Love that. That's great. I will remember forever, Ben, the first time we met, we went on a walk in New York when I was up visiting, and you were telling me all about your passion for sustainability and clean energy. So it's been really fun to watch you on this project really come to grow and love it. One of the things that differentiates Penta from some other public affairs and public relations companies is that we have a real global presence and all sorts of different offices with different specialties across the world. I'd like to ask you, Lauren, what it's been like to work with these different folks in these different offices over the past few years.
Yeah, it's been fascinating and really exciting to watch all of our legacy firms come together. Increasingly, I've found that, you know, from the DC strategy side, we're able to borrow best practices and knowledge from other legacy firms. It's really strengthened our own work. And in practice, this just means that, like, my industry knowledge has been widened. The colleagues I look up to as mentors aren't limited to DC. And I really felt that my work and our work as a firm is better off just for the increased resources and increased talent and knowledge that all of these new colleagues have brought to the table.
Absolutely. There's definitely something about being able to send an email and organize a call with someone who's in another country or dealing with a policy firsthand that just gets you a lot deeper than, you know, Googling that issue or trying to find out information another way. And we have all benefited hugely from that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our culture here at Penta and Ben, Aparna, and Lauren's favorite Penta traditions. I'm Lizzie Johnson, and you're listening to What's at Stake.
Penta is the world's first comprehensive stakeholder solutions firm. We are a one-stop shop for the intelligence and strategy leaders need to assess a company's reputation and make decisions that improve their positioning. As executives in the C-suite must account for a growing set of engaged stakeholders, all with distinct, fast-changing demands, Penta provides real-time intelligence and strategy solutions. We work with clients solving complex global challenges across a variety of industries. Our clients span technology, financial services, energy, healthcare, and more. To learn more about how Penta can support your company, check out our website at pentagroup.co, our Twitter at PentaGRP, or find us on LinkedIn at Penta Group.
I'm Lizzie Johnson, Senior Associate here at Penta, and you're listening to What's at Stake. Today, we've got fellow associates Lauren, Ben, and Aparna on, and we're talking about what life is like as an associate at Penta. I want to get into Penta's culture next. I'm going to ask you to start on this one, Aparna. How did you get to know people at Penta when you started and throughout your time here? Is mentorship a big part of the culture here?
Absolutely. Penta's culture is built to emphasize collaboration, and honestly, anyone you ask will say their favorite part of working here is the people. And I was skeptical when I heard that at first, too, because not everyone in every firm can be the best, but truly, the people make the work better. They make spending time here more enjoyable, and, you know, they allow us to really elevate. Every class joins among a cohort of other associates, like we mentioned, and this spans various geographies. And we build relationships through trainings, working on teams together, and just spending every day in the office together, collaborating on different things. We also have a social committee that kind of focuses on building out the more social aspects of our firm, whether it's meeting up in person or online, just kind of emphasizing spending time with one another and getting to know each other, you know, across past all the work that we do. And definitely we have a formal mentorship structure that's aimed to integrate new associates across all of our offices and guide new associates through all the challenges that can come with having a first job anywhere. And I'm actually lucky to be here with my mentor, Lauren. But on top of that, all of our management are trained to provide feedback regularly and making sure that that's thorough and helpful to the actual tasks that we're able to do. So we really have a hands-on approach throughout all the work that we do to include membership in the things we do.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like feedback here is also seen as a really good thing, that people give you feedback when they care about you and when they want you to grow, rather than like a criticism or trying to tear you down or anything. But Ben, I know you have a special and awesome relationship with your mentor, and we'd love to hear about that.
I would just share that, as a part of mentioned, it really is the people, so much so that even when someone leaves the firm, for example, my mentor just left to go back to graduate school, we've stayed in contact. I reached out with him about questions about the job and about life. And I thought about caveating it with, hope you don't mind this out of the blue text message, but I pretty quickly decided that that was unnecessary. And so we've met up a few times for coffee in New York City. And he's really remained a wonderful mentor of mine, both while we were working at Penta together and now as we've gone in slightly different directions.
Yes. And as a friend of his, I might also mention he's stayed a friend of the firm and a friend of many of us as well. Which is so lovely. I think, you know, that willingness and excitement to stay in touch is absolutely my favorite part about Penta. And that's a great transition into our next topic, which is favorite Penta traditions and opportunities. And Aparna, I want to talk to you first. Tell me about your favorite Penta tradition.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to kind of group them together here. But something I really appreciate is that Penta focuses on celebrating wins, expressing gratitude, and giving credit where it's due. We talked about the work that associates are able to do earlier, but I really want to emphasize how early we're able to hop on those high-level deliverables. We're immediately interfacing with clients, and I've never had anyone doubt my abilities since I've been here. You're really kind of thrown into the mix with everyone, and your ideas are really appreciated. So this can be something as simple as shouting people out over email when they accomplish something, to a formally recognized prize that we do within Penta for impressive work. And this goes beyond people's time at the company too, kind of like Ben and Lizzie were talking about. Upon someone's departure, we have a tradition where they play a little walkout song that celebrates them as they make a grand exit to their next opportunity. And we all come together to reminisce about their time here and all the great things they've accomplished. One of our favorite Penta traditions or celebrations is called homecoming, which means that all of our alumni come back to visit. They come back into the office and we're able to chat with them. And they often share how Penta got them to where they're at and the skills that they've built here that really help them along their career paths. So that's always really nice to hear about.
Lauren, what are your favorite traditions?
Yeah, so I would say a really big, important value at Penta is staying informed. And so knowledge meetings are a fan favorite tradition here. And we call these sessions KMs for short. And essentially, the whole firm will gather for lunch and a presentation, usually a couple times a month, so pretty regularly. And sometimes we'll bring in a guest speaker, and sometimes a Penta colleague will prepare a presentation. But these sessions are really just an opportunity for us to learn for the sake of learning and to learn about anything that's interesting to us and that could be really relevant to our work. So we've had Penta folks present on topics as broad as the future of AI and topics as specific as the impact of the CHIPS and Science Act. And when we've had guest speakers come in, I've particularly enjoyed some of our media-focused speakers. So we've had, you know, speakers from Axios and speakers from Semaphore come in, each to talk about, you know, their own approaches to journalism and the state of the media industry. So really, a KM could be anything, and it's always really exciting when one gets put on all of our calendars. And I would also say that what sets KMs apart is that, you know, they're not just for upper management to talk to associates. Associates really get involved. For example, one of my favorite opportunities was back in the spring. I had the opportunity to lead a discussion with Sally Sussman, who is the EVP and Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Pfizer. And that was a really big moment where, you know, in front of the whole firm, I got to really have my hand in this big presentation and talk to her about her career and really dive in on what it means to be an effective communicator. And so you really see that Penta's sort of collaborative values and the way that we value knowledge really comes out in these sessions.
Ben, I know you've also had the opportunity to do some really cool event work and attendance.
Yes, being in New York City, our office is right by the United Nations. So once a year, tied to the General Assembly, is this corollary event called Climate Week. And given my interest and my client teams, I've had the opportunity to help think through our engagement plan. And then I view this as a really unique part of Penta, actually be able to attend yourself some really amazing and fascinating events this past year at Climate Week. One event was hosted on the High Line, where we got to hear from clean energy startups and also mix and mingle with some really cool celebrities. Spike Lee and Leonardo DiCaprio were there, and I gave them both a fist bump, which I thought was pretty cool. And then we also got the opportunity with some of my New York City colleagues to ring in the NASDAQ Stock Exchange for a client. We headed over to Times Square and at 9 a.m. rang in the Stock Exchange, and then we are able to see ourselves on Times Square, like on the Jumbotrons. And as someone who's taken many, many trips to New York City over the year, it did kind of feel a little full circle that at the start of my career and now living here, instead of just visiting Times Square, I was actually able to see myself up on the big screen with my Penta colleagues, and that was pretty neat.
That is really wild, and I love how casually you threw in a fist bump with Leo DiCaprio. That's pretty awesome. But speaking of your comment about going full circle, I think it would be great to wrap up this episode just asking you all what your advice would be for a new person starting their first job, whether at Penta or at another opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind for me is it's okay to not necessarily have a 5 or 10 year plan. Some people come out of college and they know exactly what they want to go do. I certainly was not one of those people. So I would just say that you can still be strategic and thoughtful about the opportunities that you're looking at and the opportunities you choose to take. My best recommendation would be, you know, in thinking about an opportunity in front of you, make a list of the skills you have and the things you enjoy doing, and make a list of the aspirational skills that you'd want to develop at some point in your career, and look for roles that are going to balance both your interests and push you to develop those skills that you really see yourself having and building in the future.
That's great advice. What about you, Ben? What's your top tip?
I'd say for anyone who's interested in our field, it'd be to read, and to read a wide volume and variety. This advice was given to me, and I feel like it really does hold true. If you're interested in a policy job, of course, that means reading the morning tip sheets, but it also might mean reading white papers and op-eds and long-form pieces in The Atlantic or The Economist. And of course, some fiction and nonfiction books are also a nice way to break out of the cycle of daily news. And don't be afraid to ask people for their book recommendations or what they're reading and what they're listening to. If you have a professor who you find particularly fascinating, I guarantee they have a long list of items that they have pieces of content that they've engaged with in the past. And I bet they'd be enthusiastic to share it with you. I know I did that with a few of my undergraduate professors. And that kind of ties into my second piece of advice, is don't be afraid to find mentors. We're all just starting out on our careers. And I think that you'll find that people who are farther along, if you just reach out to them and express an interest in what they're doing and where they've been, they'd be more than happy to answer your questions and provide a little perspective. So I've certainly done those calls. I've done those calls with people at Penta, and I'd encourage you to do a few. And I think you'll be pleased with the reaction and the advice you get from people who are farther along.
Absolutely. And Ben had this experience earlier this month where one of his former professors, or maybe someone else from his college, is now involved with a part of Penta's work. So those connections can really come full circle, too. Aparna, what about you? What's your biggest advice?
Yeah, totally agree. I'm taking Lauren and Ben's advice very seriously. I think for me, the best advice I can give is to take on challenging tasks and pursue things that interest you while you're just starting out. I know it can seem so daunting to keep raising your hand and getting involved in new things, but I think at any job, you get points for trying, and you can tell yourself that you've tried, and it really gives you an opportunity to pursue things that interest you right off the bat. And on the other hand, take time for yourself. Everything gets better with time, and you shouldn't kick yourself for not grasping something immediately. Being shunted into the workplace isn't just a career adjustment, it's a life adjustment, socially, mentally, physically. Even just working 5 days a week, I think, can be an adjustment coming out of college. So definitely take time for yourself, but make sure you're sticking to the things that interest you. And I'd also say to lean into the social aspects of your workplace and your communities, because the work is much easier when you have people that you enjoy being with around you, and you never know where you'll make a friend. Also, on a more tactical level, I would say answer your emails right away so they don't sit in your inbox.
Yeah, I think we all could learn from that one. Well, thank you guys all so much, Lauren, Ben, and Aparna, for coming on to What's at Stake today. This has been a super fun conversation and has given me lots to think about, as well as our listeners. To our listeners, remember to like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and follow us on X, formerly Twitter, at PentaGRP. I'm your host, Lizzie Johnson, and as always, thanks for listening to What's at Stake.